Weather conditions across the Midwest will perhaps be a little less hostile compared to what the computer forecast models were suggesting 24 hours ago. The change that has taken place has to do with a building ridge of high pressure off the Atlantic coast that will be building inland into New England and some of the Middle Atlantic region. And as this high pressure system builds in, it will actually force a trough of low pressure that is currently over that region to the west, and we'll actually see a storm system move from northeast to southwest across the Midwest and ultimately end up in Texas, which is a movement that you don't see very often in the U.S., and this is something that will result in a perpetuation of more normal temperatures across the region and an opportunity for a handful of showers to occur as the system rotates through the region. We'll expect to see the precipitation amounts to be light. Don't look for any major soaking to come out of this, but the showers and the few thunderstorms that do occur will certainly help to support the pollination process for the crops that are already reproducing. A little shower activity and seasonable temperatures with highs mostly in the 80s, along with good soil moisture, is the perfect setup for the crops to be successful in the pollination process. So for the next 7 days, it looks pretty good across the region. In the second week of the two-week outlook, the models are still promoting a couple of cool fronts to drop through the eastern part of the U.S. If both frontal systems occur as advertised, they would bring an opportunity for a few showers to occur. No major soaking, but a few showers and also a continuation of seasonable temperatures across the region, and that will again continue to reinforce the pollination process. Now, in all cases, you'll notice I haven't mentioned much about the Western Corn Belt. The western areas will continue to be missed out on some of this precipitation. Portions of Iowa and Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri will all see a drying tendency over this next 7 day period. Now, portions of Iowa will be accepted from that, and that's the big challenge in today's forecast, is determining how much of Iowa will get rain and how much will not. There will be a disturbance in the Dakotas and Minnesota over the next few days, and actually a couple of them, and they will have opportunity to bring some rain southward into parts of Iowa. I think that there's a very low probability that the majority of the state will get a good drink of water, but there could be some precipitation in parts of the region that would be interpreted as a beneficial thing for some of the state. But for areas further to the south, Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri, there's very little chance for meaningful precipitation for a while in this first week of the outlook, for sure. And in the second week, I think that it will still be a bit of a challenge to get meaningful rain to occur in some of these areas. But with that said, there will be a better chance for showers in that second week of the outlook than there will be over this next 7 days. Well, putting it all together, over the next few days, there will be an opportunity for a little bit of precipitation, obviously, through the Midwest. Temperatures will be mostly in the 80s across the heart of the region. We'll look for some temperatures that will be hotter on the western fringes of crop country. On the west side of the Missouri River, temperatures will go not only into the 90s, but probably over 100 degrees. In fact, if you have interest in the plains, you should note that temperatures will be well over 100 today from parts of Texas to Montana, and we'll likely see it repeated from Texas to South Dakota for Friday and Saturday, and maybe on Sunday will continue to be hot in the central plains. In the meantime, our temperatures daily will be in the 80s most often. We'll likely look for low temperatures at night, mostly in the 60s with a few upper 50s peppered across the parts of the region, and the bottom line is still favorable for most of our crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.